I got a gal, Miss Ruby is her name.
Ruby, Ruby, hey, Miss Ruby.
I got a gal, Miss Ruby.
I'm joined now in the back of a car heading into Belfast with a girl who was on top. I am so lucky to be joined by a girl who's got it all.
Oh, thanks.
So, Ruby Wax,
yeah.
How exciting. Are you enjoying Belfast?
Well, I've been here before, but the people are unbelievable. I mean, so funny. And
yeah.
Edgy, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think accent helps. That's quite cute.
I think it does. And because you've got the American accent coming from the Midwest, is that where you're from?
Yeah.
You're really a novelty to us as well, so that's what makes it so cool.
Oh, really? Do I sound like you? Because I think we both have that R thing.
R. How
yeah.
are you?
R.
How are
yeah,
you?
Same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We feel related.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did you get your break coming over to the UK?
Oh, I got it because I got in the Royal Shakespeare Company. So that took a few years. And then once you're there, you have other people around you that are really good. So they would help. You know, they taught me how to act.
And is this a dagger I see before me?
Oh, no, I wasn't that good.
Oh, you were?
But I played nymphs.
Oh, did you?
And wenches. I was really good at that.
So you went from Girls on Top and you had two really, really successful chat shows. My favourite one was Ruby Wax Meets.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you have to understand, I was just coming of age and I was watching you meet all these amazing stars and watching you meet my idols.
Who's that?
Oh, Liza Minnelli,
oh,
Goldie
right.
Hawn, Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
To name but a few.
Yeah.
So what was it like for you going across and spending intimate time with these people?
I used to have 10 minutes, but then I'd talk them into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I could stretch it to 5 days.
Yeah.
And then I'd befriend them because
yeah.
a relationship started. Not everybody. Some people, like Donald Trump, hated me. But the women I always got
yeah.
on with. Yeah.
And what is Goldie like in Goldie Hawn?
She's unbelievable.
Like?
She's as funny as she appears.
Mm-hmm.
And really that perky.
And Liza Minnelli, I have to ask.
I don't know. I just don't know what she is.
Because initially she was meant to meet you and then she didn't meet you. And then
yeah,
she
that's
came,
right.
Yeah.
God, you know everything.
I know, honey.
Yeah, she wouldn't come out of her room.
Yeah.
So we pretended to have sex, the camera crew and I, because what are you going to film? We came all the way there.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later she said she was ready. And I said, but the show's already been on.
Mm-hmm.
It's over. But she said she was ready. So the BBC said I could film her for 3 minutes. And it was the most insane 3 minutes. She came out singing into her shoe and had her friend with her who was barking like a dog. And after 3 minutes, John Plowman said, stop now, stop. This is unwatchable.
Ruby, 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 Ruby!
So you were the original script editor on Ab Fab, is
yeah.
that right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you are responsible for getting us Patsy. You
yes,
got Joanne Lumley.
I am.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was it difficult to get her put into the role?
Are you kidding? She was. She didn't have a career.
Yeah.
And I saw her play Imelda Marcos, and I thought, this is a beautiful woman who's funny, and there's only been one other, which is Lucille Ball.
Mm-hmm.
So when I said, would you be on my show, she was so excited, and it revived her career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's next? After this tour and the book, what is...
Well, it comes out in America,
mm-hmm.
so then I'll tour America.
Great.
Yeah. And then I'll probably go back to school and study something else so I can write a book about that.
Do you see yourself, this one-woman show obviously is touring theatres and things and there's only so many people of an audience that it can reach. Do you see yourself making a show? Could you do a television program?
No, I wouldn't
this,
do a television
no?
program. No. This is really, it would be over in an hour and then
yeah.
what? And then I can't tour it anymore.
Yeah.
And also, why do it on TV? I like seeing people's eyes.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, of course.
So
right.
I wouldn't do it on TV.
So we're almost at your hotel.
I know.
Thank you so much for, first of all, letting me into your cab. And second of all, letting me pick this amazing
your
bait
pain.
Of yours.
Don't take your love to
Give me a second. You see if I back my car? That's Ruby Wax.
So I don't want to say
okay.
that.
Don't take your love to town.
This time on a Friday, we like to check out a few events around Northern Ireland. What's on, where you can go and so on. And our man with all the ideas, as usual, is Marcus Hunter-Neal. Hi, Marcus.
Hello, how are you today?
I am very well, thank you. You're always very bubbly, Marcus. Are you always like that?
I am, unfortunately.
Are you annoyingly bubbly?
I think so. I'm even like this first thing in the morning and last thing
really?
At night. Yes.
I don't mind last thing at night. First thing in the morning, I don't think I can have
Yes. So how are your hips for dancing?
Not good anymore.
No.
Not since the operation, Marcus.
You're not shaking a tail feather
anymore? I'm not twerking or nothing anymore.
No, nothing. You're not twerking,
I've
my goodness.
I've finished with that out carry on. I've twerked once too many.
Well, the City Dance Festival.
Can you twerk?
I can, but you know what? I'm not really that down with the kids. I can be bothered. I did all that years ago.
Yeah,
so I did.
Yeah. Been there, done that.
Yes. I even invented my own dance craze.
Did you?
Yes. It's called the Skippy Bop.
We must do that one day, Marcus.
I will.
Perhaps not now, but maybe.
No. Because it's about the only dance move that I can do. So that's
the Skippy Bop.
The Skippy Bop. Yes.
You can teach me that for next week. So what have you got for the people? What's on this weekend around the province?
Well, I have to start off by saying I'm beside myself.
I am.
I was listening to the news bulletin there. 62p for first class stamp. Where is the world heading to?
How much is it?
62p for first class stamp.
I don't believe you.
I know. I shouldn't listen to the news before I come on here. It's totally rained in my parade.
62p?
Yes.
Wow.
Now, you're looking lovely today, so
thank you.
Did you go for a jog?
Did you go for a jog? I thought you said that. Shine. Well, the sun is still shining, I suppose. And certainly the man in front of me is shining quite a bit. It's Marcus Hunter-Neal, who's looking absolutely resplendent in his greys this afternoon. How would you describe this, Marcus?
Well, I would say maybe nautical. I've just stepped off
Nautical's a good word, yes, yes.
I've just stepped off the yacht to do my gig guide for yous.
You're looking on the shoes.
Oh, thank you.
What a pair of shoes.
Well,
are.
Thank you.
Anyway, are you looking forward to Easter and the Easter break?
Yes, I am, very much so. I can't wait. My sister is over. So she is from
where does she
normally Essex Vibe. She lives in Essex.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, so she's over for a week. So
does she
is.
Speak like that, does she?
No, she doesn't. But I'm sure she'd love to speak like that there, so she would. So the sun is shining in Belfast and it's a glorious day. There's joy in everybody's heart because we're here for the Easter weekend and there's lots of things happening. So I'll get right down and into it.
Okay.
Now, it is Easter. And I can't go without giving you a little bit of an Easter egg. When I saw this, I thought
Marcus.
Of you.
Marcus!
Because the name says it all. That's exactly what you are.
Crack open for fun.
Yes, you're a bit crackers.
That's two Easter eggs I've got. This is so
Isn't
nice.
This
Thank
great?
You, Marcus.
Yes.
So nice. Right. I'll put that away with the other one. Your choice of music
yes.
for this Easter weekend?
Well, it is sunny, it's sunshine, it's lollipops, there's rainbows. So of course it can only be the one up jolly song that we could think of. Sunshine and Lollipops.
Well, just for you, Marcus. Have a lovely
sunshine,
Easter.
Sunshine, lollipops
thank you
very much. Bye-bye.
And rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel.
Now, roses are red. Violets are blue, yes it is, as I said, less than 24 hours to that day. While shed loads of bouquets will be exchanged tomorrow, before you just plonk them into the nearest vase, remember there is an art to how they are presented. World-renowned floral artist the Reverend Mac has, after 45 years of ministering, written two books on floral art and has mentored Northern Ireland's first team to be contributing an exhibition to the Chelsea Flower Show. Our own flower, Marcus Hunter-Neal, asked him where he found the time for it all.
It's no problem to me at all. I just simply love plant material and gardening. And in gardens and in plants, I can see something beautiful, which very little is needed to create something, which to me is a piece of art. A dead wood can be used, a branch can be used, two flowers, three flowers. Doesn't need to be an enormous amount of material, and you can create something just as beautiful I wouldn't say as a great artist, but still it falls into what we call today floral art.
How do you go from being a minister and ministering to your congregation to becoming this floral artist?
You have to have a congregation that's glad to get rid of you, I think. That's the first thing. If they are a difficult congregation, well, you won't travel too far.
So when you walk around a museum or you're walking around an art gallery, the art is always on the walls and the creations are going to be there forever.
Yeah.
Do you ever kind of feel a bit sad whenever you've spent so much time in a beautiful creation because the flowers, say, have a 2-week shelf life?
That's right. Well, one of the most interesting...
So in front of me, we have got the lovely daffodils and the tulips and this gorgeous glass vase, which has a little bed of spikes, which you're going to show me how to make a very great creation out of, out of nothing, really.
The so-called bed of spikes is called a kenzan, or a pinholder, and anyone can use it. All you do is to have the level here. Now, I'm going to get you to push that onto that there. Do you see how simple it is?
Perfect.
And don't be a bit afraid of it. Just have a go, and we'll have you arranging flowers before you can see.
There we are. There perfect. Now, natural.
of course you are. And all you've done here is to use 4 or 5 gerbera, and to capture the blackness out of this here, I put some black sticks into it. But there you are with the 5 flowers, a couple of leaves, and that's it. If you haven't the leaves, you can put stones on it.
So in the space of what I would say about two minutes, we've got this flat base, which is black and white, and then we've got the pinholder, and there's no water here. So what we've done is we've stuck the flowers in.
Yeah. And now you put the water. You'll have to put the water, but you don't need very much, and it's very, very simple, down to earth.
I suppose that people always think to put everything in
the
vase.
Yeah,
of course.
And the only thing is, to get that, you would have to make that a little lower because that's a level line.
Okay, so it's all, about your levels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take it out and take a little bit off. That's it.
And let's see, maybe you never know, this time next year I could be at Chelsea.
You could be. Maybe this year too.
Maybe this year, yes.
I know, why not? Yeah, but you see how interesting that would be if you had turned it the other way and looked at the back of it.
Well, you see, this is why you're the professional and I'm just the mere novice.
No. It's only a question of trying to see the different sizes of the shapes of the flower. But how easy that is.
I know, that's amazing. And so I'm going to be looking at flowers now from a completely different point of view.
I'm delighted. That's
You've
great.
You've converted me. Thank
that's
you
great.
Very much.
Not at all. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Well, I know someone who is not as cold as ice at this moment in time, because Marcus Hunter-Neal, who normally on a Friday at this time comes into the studio here and tells me about things that are happening all over Northern Ireland. He's not in today. Guess where he is? He's in Ibiza, and I've managed to track him down. Good afternoon, young man.
Ah, donde está que sombre, lo chico en de sombre.
What are you doing in Ibiza, Marcus?
Well, I am having the time of my life, Jerry, and that was an amazing link. I loved how you're getting so professional with your cold as ice linking into something as hot as Ibiza town. And this is a really, really hot island, so it is. It's a real island of extremes. In the last week, I have danced the night away, I've been boho chic, and I've even managed to be super high flying on a yacht. You can do everything and anything on this island. It's amazing.
Wow. What, why are you there? Are you just there for a holiday?
Well, I'm there because the stress of working alongside you on a Friday, I was about to take a breakdown, so I thought I had to get away and get some sunshine on me. I can nearly say that. You can do everything that you want here. My friend and I made up a picnic and went to this place called Bora Bora Beach, where they play disco music on the beach. So you can lie in sunbathe, book a sunbed, and listen to disco music all the time. And then, you know me, get chummy with everybody. So managed to get ourselves onto VIP 41st birthday night in a club called Pasha, where there was free food and live mannequins.
Good for you.
My friend and I danced. I have a stepometer on my phone, and my friend and I danced 7.4 miles that night.
Hello, Jerry. I must say, are you back on the hormones again? Because you're looking very feminine today with your long flowing hair. I don't know
and
what's
all the
going
other
on.
Bits.
You're slightly flatter chested than you normally look, so I don't know. It's maybe having the opposite effect.
And my beard is a little bit more clipped in than usual.
Yes, it is,
although I'm getting to that age now.
Here, I also come bearing gifts, Kerry, because I was standing at the bus stop. So we've got scones, and there's a bakery out the back, and they came out and they said, "Oh, we love you, on Jerry," and so. They came back out again with scones for me to go.
With
so if you're
free
ever in
scones.
Yes, if you're ever in Sydenham and there's a bakery along the Sydenham road, get yourself down there. It's on Consbrook Avenue, and the scones are lovely. Now, I had loads of those for you, by the way, and your husband
baked
6 of those into him, and I came out and I was like, "Where did it?" Because I stood and buttered them. I'm not a domestic goddess. I stood and buttered all those and jammed them for you, and they literally down his pipe in one go.
What about you this weekend? What are you going for?
Yes, I am up to lots this weekend. I am out tonight for a friend who's moving over to England. And then I'm pamper partying and makeuping tomorrow.
You're not another one of those,
I know, yes. But I do them, you see. So, and then on Sunday, somebody thinks my life seems to be interesting enough. And he is making a documentary. So he's coming to film me in my house on Sunday, which is quite fun.
So who's going to be in the house on Sunday?
Well, it's going to be me. And he's going to be interviewing me about my life and everything that I do. So it's going to be very fun and exciting. So, you know, they might even be in here someday trying to see how I don't do the entertainment very well.
You're doing it very well. Your choice of music to leave us this Friday?
Yes, I think to get us in the Friday feeling, another high energy fun one, and it's Beyonce, Crazy in Love.
Yo! Yes. Thanks, Marcus.
Thank you. Bye-bye.